Suddenly, everybody's an actor. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Like a lot of states, Minnesota has banned smoking, but being one of our most progressive states, Minnesota wants to encourage artistic creativity. And knowing that smoking is sometimes essential to theatrical productions, it exempted working actors from the ban. And that gave Bugs Ferkus, whose bar has fallen on hard times since the ban, an idea. Why not open a theater, but a special kind of theater that eliminates the fourth wall, an improv theater whose productions are set at a bar, much like the bar he's already running. And so he now has shows every night where he is the stage manager, and if you're doing a scene that requires having a drink in your hand, he'll pour you one, and if your personal script calls for a cigarette, it's perfectly legal.
It's helping me catch up on my bills and my obligations, and I brought back a couple of employees that I had cut their hours down, so I'm hoping it'll take them a little while to close this loophole.
Among those not amused, Dr. Sonny Magnan, Minnesota Health Commissioner, who sees right through this.
These bars are attempting to circumvent the Freedom to Breathe Act, and the law was enacted to protect Minnesotans from the serious health consequences of secondhand smoke.
In all, there are about 30 bars in Minnesota that have transformed themselves into experimental free-form theaters. But over at the American Cancer Society, Mike McGuire says the act is getting a little tired.
You know, I think it was cute to start with, but it's not a joke at all.
He's concerned it's a show where the death scene may come sooner than the actors expect. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.